Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment benefit and mine. And our guest today is here to talk about the new season at Playhouse on the Square. Yes, we've heard about it. We all know about Playhouse on the Square and the great work they do over there in keeping culture alive and well in Memphis, Tennessee. And we're talking about, I called Lisa. Because of the press release for the new release that's going on today that starts at 8 p.m. Today, Friday, January the 4th, at TheaterWorks. And it's called The Left Hand Singing. It starts Friday at 8 p.m. at TheaterWorks. And it's, well, we'll talk all about that and the rest of the schedule for the new year. Our guest is Lisa Lynch, who is Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Playhouse on the Square. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Like I said, when I got this press release and I saw this, I thought that's a perfect way to start off the year to talk about what's going on in the theaters.
Yes, thank you. We've got a busy January ahead of us.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So this first one that's starting today, The Left Hand Singing, I was looking it up. It's a civil rights play.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece written by Barbara Labow, and it's about three college students who head to Mississippi for Freedom Summer to, you know, help register black voters. And the play is not so much about what their experience at Freedom Summer is like. They spend time debating whether they should go and thinking about the possible consequences and why it's so important to do this work. And then the students on their way there, they go missing. And they come from three very different families. And so these three very different families, when the children go missing, they have to meet for the first time and get to know each other. And they form this bond, of course, through this you know, tragedy that they're facing.
Yeah.
And they help each other be stronger through it. And so it sort of follows the relationship that those families have built out of this tragedy.
Okay, it's another look at that incident that went on down there. With,
exactly, it is. It is based on, you know, the murders of the three young men. But this is a fictionalized play, of course, so involving two young women and a young man, one Jewish and two Christian students that go down there together.
Yeah. And I like it. And it said the dialogue is rich, is a rich compilation of 30 years of American civil rights efforts.
Yes, yes. I'm sure we can all relate to, you know, having close friends who have social and political stances that are different from ours. And, you know, after the civil rights movement, there's still so much history that has an effect on what people believe and think and feel. And so it's that tension that's caused by, you know, where you stand on very important issues. So
interesting
conversations throughout this play.
Said it has some twists and turns that are both unpredictable and instructive.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, Playhouse on the Square, of course, is the mothership, as it were. Like you said, this is going to be at TheaterWorks.
Yes, it's at TheaterWorks. It starts this weekend. All weekend tickets are reduced to $22. Oh. So that's good to know. The opening weekend of every one of our productions, tickets are reduced to $22 per person.
Great. So that's this weekend.
Yes.
It's the opening weekend. And The Left Hand Sign Singing, it's not singing. It's a drama.
No, it's not a musical play at all. It's been kind of difficult to promote because you hear the title and you wonder, well, what can that be about? But it's a reference to a piece of music written for the piano for to be played with the left hand. And as you watch the play, you'll find out how that music is related to the whole story.
Okay, I've heard of that piece before, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's so much going on at Playhouse on the Square. And like I said, okay, so this one's at TheaterWorks. And when you say Playhouse on the Square, you think, okay, the play is going to be at Playhouse on the Square. But you guys are like, what's the situation?
Yes, that can be confusing for people because we are one production company that basically puts on shows at three different venues. So sometimes we'll stage something at TheaterWorks, but the majority of our season is either at the Circuit Playhouse or Playhouse on the Square.
Aren't they all like very close
together. They are all within walking distance of each other. Playhouse on the Square and the Circuit Playhouse are right across the street from each other. And then Theater Works is just around the corner.
Okay. And that one, speaking of, coming up is the Mountaintop.
The Mountaintop, yes. Yeah. It's a very exciting collaboration that we're doing with Hattie Lou Theater. And with all of the development in Overton Square, they're going to be building a new theater right by us. And so this is sort of ushering in that period where we have a theater district.
Is the new
diverse.
Hattie Lou going to be close?
It is. It is. They're moving to Overton Square with us, so they haven't broken ground on their space just yet, but they are they're still in the fundraising part of it, I believe.
Okay. But this is you guys put this season together. Well, I guess you put it together last year.
Yes. But with that in mind,
yeah, you've had a ton of plays going on over the holidays.
Yes.
How did all of that work out, by the way?
Our holiday season is the busiest for us. We had three different shows running at once, but it's because we want to offer something that's suitable for everyone. So if you need something that children can go to, you can do that. If you want something with a little more edge that's more for adults, we offer that too. So we try and keep that balance in mind throughout the season. So we often have, you know, two to three shows running at the same time.
Well, thank goodness we always get some tickets to give away to some of the plays and get people interested in them. That's a collaboration that we started a long time ago, and we appreciate that. If you're just tuning in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We're talking to Lisa Lynch, who is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Playhouse on the Square, and they invite everyone to begin a happy new year with a trip to the theater. Join Playhouse for the opening night of The Left Hand Singing. It starts Friday, January 4th, 2013 already. But that's tonight at 8 p.m. at Theater Works. This honest, funny, and beautifully acted play takes place during the Civil Rights Movement. Playwright Barbara LeBow has created Barbara LeBow has created a play not easily forgotten, with some twists and turns that are both unpredictable and instructive. And the dialogue is a rich compilation of 30 years of American civil rights efforts. For tickets to see The Left Hand Singing and upcoming productions, call 726-4656, 726-4656, or you can purchase online at playhouseonthesquare.org.
Yes.
And since I've got you here now, Lisa, let's talk about some of the upcoming events. I just mentioned that one play coming up.
Right, The Mountaintop.
The Mountaintop. That's working with Ekindeyu and the Hattie Lou Theater.
It's written by a woman from Memphis, Katori Hall. She's gained a lot of notice in the theater world as a playwright. I think they did Hurt Village not too long ago at a great reviews at Hattie Lou. And so we wanted to work on this piece together. And it's very important for people who are interested to know that it's not really a biographical piece on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's it reimagines what could have happened the last night of his life in his room at the Lorraine Motel. And there's some spectacular dialogue that comes out of that and some really thought-provoking stuff about his legacy and what he might have been feeling, you know,
at that time.
Yeah.
Well, that's very appropriate coming up just before. Well, it'll be running from January 18th through February 10th.
Yes.
So we'll run right into Black History Month.
And there is a language advisory on that. So I guess I would say, use your judgment when it comes to young people, but definitely I wouldn't say younger than 14. But, there's some pretty strong language in it. And if you have, sensitive ears to that sort of thing, just bear that in mind, because it's very frank and very,
very realistically done, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to have to say that, but it's probably very realistically done.
Yeah.
Okay, and you mentioned something else that didn't come with the flyer that I got that's also starting.
Yes, we're at the end of this month, January 25th, we will open a musical called Sunset Boulevard. Some people may be familiar with the film version of it. And I believe it was 1950 by Billy Wilder. And now there's this gorgeous, gorgeous musical based on it. And it's not necessarily one of those happy-go-lucky musicals where everything's just bright. It's got a little bit of a tension and passion and drama, and but it's still very, very entertaining. And
one like that, The History of America. No. Well, we went to a play that Crime Stoppers did. Buddy Chapman invited us there, and it was a musical. And it was set back 1900.
Yes. Maybe Ragtime?
Ragtime.
Was it? Yes.
It was Ragtime.
So
that was
So don't come expecting Hairspray or anything, but it's still a very grand and glamorous musical. Beautiful score by Andrew Lloyd Webber. And it's about this aging film star. She was in silent films, Norma Desmond.
Yeah.
And her career's just sort of petered off, and she wants to get back into things. So she comes up with this movie script, and she enlists a struggling writer to help her with the script. And what happens to them in their relationship while they're working on this script is that's the whole drama of the play. And it's very, very cool. And it's a big cast. It's going to be wonderfully sung. I don't know if I can say that, but it's just, we've got some awesome voices in this one. So
this
something
is going
to look
to be
forward
at
to.
Playhouse.
Yes, this is at Playhouse on the Square.
Is there construction going on over there now? I thought the building was finished.
Our building is complete. There's construction on a parking garage not too far from us.
Okay.
So that's... that's why the parking situation has changed a bit. But we have mapped out some free parking around the neighborhood for you. That is on our website also. On the first page of our website, we have a parking map to help you, you know where to go. Playhouseonthesquare.org.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's what I see.
Yeah, it's at the very bottom of the first page.
Yeah.
So.
And like again, once again, if you just tuned in, this is Focus on the Arts. And we are talking to Lisa Lynch, who is Director of Marketing and PR for Playhouse on the Square. And so that's three theaters that are going to be busy in the next 2 weeks or so, mm-hmm. and going on into February. And the artist, one thing I always want to acknowledge, that the actors, the musicians, they're all local.
They are
volunteers.
Local people, and they are they're professional. They're actually they're paid performers through our theater. And yes, they all, for the most part, live here, work here. Their children go to our schools, and so it's wonderful knowing that we have that kind of talent in our community.
Yeah. And it's so interesting when you go to a play at either at the Playhouse, the Theater Works, or Circuit. You always usually see somebody involved that you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If it's a musician or if it's an actor or whatever, there's always somebody that you recognize. Well, what's happening as we go along? I guess you guys have things booked up. You got anything else exciting coming up?
Yes, we are. We have lots more. For this season, the 12-13 season, it runs through the end of July.
Okay.
Some of the highlights are Angels in America. We're going to be doing both parts of that. And I believe we did part one, but that's when we were at the Circuit Playhouse and it was a smaller stage. Now that we have this larger stage, we can provide much more of a spectacle with this very, deeply important play in the theater canon. We're very excited about doing both parts at the same time in repertory so that, people can see part one, take a dinner break, come back and see part two. We're trying to, give a full experience of this very important work by Tony Kushner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then later on in the season, we'll also be doing Miss Saigon, another grand musical.
Yeah.
And our season will end. The last show at Playhouse on the Square for the season will be The Color Purple. So another very popular musical with large casts. So there's lots of opportunity there. And in between, we've got some great dramas at the Circuit Playhouse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, this is going to be a great season, and I'm so thrilled that you came by to talk with us.
Yes, and very soon we'll be announcing all of the shows for the 13-14 season, so keep an eye out for that.
Okay. And once again, The Left Hand Singing premieres tonight at TheaterWorks at 8 p.m. And for tickets, call 726-4656, 726-4656, or you can purchase online at playhouseonthesquare.org. And Lisa, thank you so much for being our guest this evening.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.